Everyone likes to look at the world and say, this is a good, good world. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. This is a good, good world. Now, no matter what we do, whatever we precede our activities with, that will be what our activities will be. If you precede your activities with the idea that you're going to win, you're a win. If you precede your activities with the idea that you're going to come in second, you come in second, or at least you come in the top 10, or whatever you're going to do. Those are the things that happen to us, because those are the things that we put into motion for ourselves. Now, what sort of thing would you like to have happen in your life? What sort of thing would you like to have happen in your world? Are you working on some projects? Are you working on some programs that are important to you? Are you working on something that you'd like to see take place in your life? If you would, then what are you going to precede it with? I'm going to clean the house. Now, are you going to clean the house from stem to stern, top to bottom? Are you going to clean it all the way, beautiful, fully, perfectly, like spring house cleaning would do? Or are you going to just give it a lick and a promise? Now, in your mind, you know what you're going to do. Now, you see, I don't have time to give it stem to stern. I don't have time to do a totally beautiful job. Now, if we ever start a job by saying we don't have time to do a beautiful job, then we best not start it. If we're going to start anything, we want to start it and do it with our very best, and however far we get with our task, we want to do it as though it were the finest, most beautiful task in the world. And if we do everything that way, if we do everything as though it were the finest, most beautiful task that ever took place in the world, then you can be sure we're going to have a happy response to whatever it is that we did. And whatever it is that we did, we will be proud of what we had done, whether it's part of the job, most of it, or all of it. And we will not feel unusual about coming back a little later and finishing up if we hadn't finished before. Because we know right where we left off. We know right where the perfection was left off. Now, you're playing a game of tennis. And in your game of tennis, you're very good. You're a very good tennis player. But you haven't finished the game. And you stop the game at some point. And so you decide, okay, I'm going to come back and pick up my game at that point. Now, whoever does a thing like that? Have you ever seen anyone do somebody like that? Have you ever seen someone play a game of golf and have to finish before the last couple of holes and ever go back and finish those holes off? No, really. If we were to train ourselves to do to the very best everything that we do, and if we have to stop at some point, it's okay to come back and finish it off. It's okay to come back and finish those last three holes of golf. That's not unusual. It's unusual, but it's not impossible. It's certainly not something that we can ignore, because we're finishing the game. Now, up to that point, your game was X balls. Up to that point, you had so many strikes at the ball, and so many holes, and so many scoring. Now, why not finish it off? Why not finish it off? Why not teach yourself to always finish what you start? Always finish what you start. If we were to train ourselves in just this one little habit of always finishing what we start, we would be very happy people. Because we have not finished always what we started, what we are doing is we are feeling incomplete. Now, we don't know we're incomplete. And we don't know why we're incomplete, and we don't know what the cause of it is or anything like that, but we know we're incomplete. Now, I suggest that we're incomplete because we are not finishing what we start in life. If we start to tell a story and don't finish it, finish it at some point. If you start to do your housework and don't finish it, finish it at some point. But always do everything you do perfectly. If we always do everything that we do perfectly, we will be proud of ourselves. And we will gain a foothold on excellence. A foothold on excellence. Now, what could be more wonderful than having a foothold on being excellent? If we do everything we start, if we finish every... Well, sometimes we best not finish certain things that we started because it's not that good. It's not that beneficial. Well, then, it shouldn't have been started in the first place. But basically, we finish what we start because it is something we wanted to do. If ever you start anything and you don't finish it, and you say, well, I didn't want to do it anyhow, that's a lie. If you did not start it, then perhaps you did not want to do it. But if you started it, you really wanted to finish it. And why not, whenever anything is to be done, we do it with excellence. We finish it completely. If we cannot finish it at the moment we're working on it, we can come back and finish it. And you say, well, you can't do that with everything. Most things, yes, you can. If you can't come back physically and do it, come back mentally and do it. Come back mentally and finish what you started. And you'll be surprised how easy and how wonderful and how satisfying you feel. We can always precede whatever we do with the thought that we're going to do it with excellence. We can always precede whatever we do with the thought that we are going to accomplish whatever the goal is that we have set out. Now, if for any reason we have to delay the game, delay the activity, delay the circumstances, come back and do it later. It's okay. It was our choice to do it in the first place, and it's our choice to come back and do it. You say, well, someone else wanted me to do this, and someone else... Well, that may be. That may be. And perhaps you were playing a game with somebody else, and they don't want to come back and play the last couple of holes of the game. You just go play it yourself. Because you always finish what you start. If you can train yourself to always finish what you start, you will be the happiest person in the world. If you can always train yourself to always finish what you start, you will think happy thoughts. You will think a happy world is all about you. You'll think all is good and very good. And you will be a very happy person with yourself. The choice is up to us. Do we want to be happy people? Or do we want to be people who do not finish what we start? Do we want to be people who are always suggesting things and always hoping things, but do we have the thought beforehand that we're not going to finish it, and that the thought beforehand that it's not, we're not going to win, that we're not going to do things? Well, then we have the loser syndrome built right into us. Rather than having the loser syndrome built right into us, let's build right into ourselves the positive winner syndrome. Let's build right into ourselves the positive completion syndrome. I complete what I start, always. I always complete what I start. No matter what it is, no matter how unimportant it may seem, no matter how ridiculous it may seem to finish what I start, I always finish what I start. And when I do, I am a feeling of happiness, fulfillment. I have a feeling of right action. I have a feeling that all is right with the world. And I have a feeling that I did it. We can all do that. Start today. Finish what you start. And watch how much you like yourself. So much better. Have a happy day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.